This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, Saturday is still Saturday.
That's true.
In spite of everything, you can count on Saturday being a wonderful day.
Does your general Saturday routine change? Because a lot of people will go around, drive around, do a bunch of errands, see a bunch of people. We can't always do that. So has your Saturday changed, or are you doing the same thing, just different?
No, I'm not doing the same thing. I'm wishing. Now, I have a wish list. I look at it every Saturday.
Oh.
Is it time yet? Is it time?
So it's kind of like a vision board.
It's a vision board, I'm saying. Okay. The beauty shop. And every Saturday, I think, is today the day? No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, my gosh.
Well, now, some places have opened, and some things are going on, but the beauty shop is, for you anyway, is not on the list yet.
Not yet. They say the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
23rd. Right. So I've got it marked on my calendar, in my head. I mean, it's there. I mean, it's, you know.
You have it marked on the calendar.
Oh, my gosh. It's a big day. It will be a big day. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be balloons and cake everywhere.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell them just, you know, maybe we should cut all my hair off because I might not get to come again.
Wow. So is that the date of your appointment, or is that just the day that they open?
No, that's the date of the appointment.
Okay, good.
That's the big letter date, 2-3. 2-3.
Wow.
It's going to be praise the Lord.
So I imagine you're going to have a whole list of things you need to have done because you may not get back for a while.
That's right. I might spend the day. You know, I might just say, you know, here, line me up.
Set me out a nice easy chair and I'll just stay right here all day.
That's right. Anything they ever thought about doing to my hair, today's the day, just do it. Because I don't care.
Maybe you could legitimately turn it into an all-day thing. Tell them to start coloring your hair blue and then decide you don't like that and then go with purple and decide you don't like that. And then eventually you'll get to whichever one you actually like. And then before you know it, 8, 9, 10 hours have gone by and you're good to go.
Remember, if we do purple or pink, the little men will come with the nets. And they will put me away somewhere where we've never heard of.
That's probably true.
That's right. They say she finally cracked. This was too much for her.
Wow. All right.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
The 23rd of May, right? May 23rd.
The 23rd of May.
Of 2020.
Now, if they change their mind, I'm going to have a breakdown. I'm going to just sit down and cry. Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Well,
it's as important as anything you ever knew. Because, you know, I never knew in my lifetime that something like this virus would take everything out that you're used to doing. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
It will change your life completely. I would never have believed it.
No. Nobody could have ever imagined something like that. So it's turned everything really topsy-turvy. And there's not really a plan or a manual or anything to look back on. And it's just so people are just scratching their heads, kind of working their way through it the best they can, I guess.
And I did miss going out to dinner. I was just, you know, I had a routine. If it's Saturday night, you know, you're going here. If it's Saturday night, you're going there. You know, and then suddenly you don't go out on Saturday night. You don't go out any other day. You do not go out at night. You do not go anywhere. and it's just a whole new world out there. You're learning to cope and keep up with the days. I mean,
yes.
Is it Sunday? Oh, no. Is it Monday? You know? And I we're working hard for our clients every day. And that's it. That's all I'm doing right now.
Well,
I'm taking care of the clients. I'm managing money every day, but I'm not doing anything for Faye.
Well, no, it's a nice break and kind of you change the entire routine. You were talking about how you have a normal routine. Well, here's a chance. Maybe there'll be some improvements to the routine. You never know.
You think it'll improve my routine? You're right. I hope you're right. I hope this improves me, makes me a better person, because I know that I do not control anything now. I used to think, well, Saturdays, as you always know, it was my destiny, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was a day of fun and frolic.
And Faye's day of fun and frolic. That's
yes, and now it's go and see the llamas. Mm-hmm. That's about it, you know. Not anything exciting at all.
Well, the llamas are very nice. They're very friendly. So that's kind of like seeing some happy people, but
right.
Different.
I could put a message on each llama and change it every day. That would be a fun deal.
Wow.
You
really do need to get out.
And we just need to get out. That way you can tell I've been in way too long.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I see the effects happening. This is Your Money.
Well, we better give out the phone number before I do go crazy.
We should. It's Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
That does not mean, though, to show up, right? Because you're doing all your stuff online.
Well, they can come to the Midland office. Now, the Midland office is open. Claudia's there every day taking money in, getting contracts out, everything. Midland has never closed completely. As you know, Dallas and Fort Worth and all this, you know, has very stringent rules right now.
Yeah.
And, of course, our office here, we're open every day. We're doing everything every day. We're just not meeting with clients here in Dallas. And we're going to do Zoom meetings in Midland. Now, I've signed up people last week over the phone.
Really?
Did everything by phone. Never did that in my life. But I did, and the man was okay with it. I've got another one this week. I'm going to talk to him on the phone and try to do it on the phone or do a Zoom meeting or whatever I need to do until, you know, things get a little bit better.
And these are new investors, you say, right?
These are new investors that are coming over that wanted to do it. They wanted to do it a little sooner, but now they're going to get it done. And so I'm going to try to explain everything they need to do over the phone, and then they'll go in and actually sign the papers with Claudia. She'll open the account for them and get everything done.
Oh, okay.
If it's a check, she'll send the check in to Nevada Trust. If it's a transfer, we'll do the transfer for them and get it done, whatever it takes.
I got you. So you're doing all the initial setup and all that over the phone, and then all they have to do is just go in, sign the papers, and boom, it's done.
That's right. So it's still going to be very, very easy because if they've talked to me, they know how everything works. They know how life settlement works. They know how they get paid, what they're going to make. So that's really important. They've got to know all that before they do it.
So let's talk about it. How does the life settlement work? What are we talking about? Because people are talking about, you know, my goodness, we've lost all this money. We're not ready for retirement all of a sudden. You know, maybe 20 years of investing has it's gone instantly. I know a lot of people have lost a lot of money lately in the stock market, especially. People are dipping into savings to just to get through the day-to-day stuff. So how is a life settlement a different investment that will actually make money in a time that people are losing money?
Well, we buy life insurance policies on people that have cancer. They have stage 4 cancer, which means, you know, they've got a very short lifespan. And our clients, what they do is they make the difference between what we paid for the life insurance policy and the face amount. So, like, if it's a 28-month policy, they're going to make 28%. It's 1% a month. And that's how, in your contract. You're going to get 28% if it's a 28-month policy.
How is that? And I know you always say it's 1% per month, but how is that determined? I mean, is there like a formula for, you know, profit margins or something like that?
Yes, and that's part of your profit margin. We figured out a long time ago what we could pay. We said we can pay 1% a month if it's 20 months, 24 months, 28, 30 months, whatever it is. It's 1% a month. And then if it comes in early, it's still 28%. If it comes in on time, it's still the same amount. If it's late, it's still the same amount minus whatever premiums you might have paid. So it works. Whichever way it works, you're still going to get your principal. You'll always get your interest. And, of course, a life insurance policy never goes down in value. That's why everybody loves this investment. When a policy matures, let's say it's $1 million, the life insurance company writes a check for $1 million. They don't say, can we discount that? Can we give you less? They just simply, when they get the certified death certificate, they pay. And, you know, we've got a lot of them out right now that we're getting in. And that's very nice when they send those checks. I saw a copy of checks yesterday. One was $954,000. One was $1 million.
Wow.
And, yes. And these companies, it's taken them a few days longer to pay now than usual because they don't have as many people working in it either. But the people are there and they are paying. So that's what I love is, you know, we're getting paid like the Lecter policy. That's that old one we had. The Lecter policy finally got to their bank accounts, and we're thankful for that.
Cool.
Because, you know, that's that old one from way years ago. The man was 90-something years old, and he finally passed away.
Wow.
So, and we've just had all kinds of them that, you know, that we've just now hit the bank. The Kaufman policy passed away this week, and that's a $500,000 policy. So we've got a lot of money coming in for clients that they're going to be able to reinvest, about $6 million worth.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. So we've had a lot of policies that matured in the last 2 months. So we're getting those in. But like you said, how does it work? So when a person comes to us, they open an account. It's going to be an IRA usually, or it can be a joint account with their wife or an individual account. It doesn't make any difference. We open the account at Nevada Trust. That's how we start. Then once they've got an account open, they invest their money from there. And then, of course, the bank, Nevada Trust, pays the premiums. They make sure all the premiums are paid. Then when the person passes away, again, Nevada Trust steps up as our trustee. They get the certified death certificate to the insurance company. The insurance company writes the check to Nevada Trust. And then they put the check in everybody's bank accounts. So it's just, you know, a bank handles everything. Once the account's set up, our bank does all of this for us. So that's how they get paid. That's how it works. They must be accredited to do this. So you have to either make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million, either way. And if you are, then you can invest. The investment's $100,000. That's the minimum.
So,
and a lot of people put a lot more than that in.
And that's, I mean, people, I guess they would go into, if they were going to go into, say they came over with $100,000 and they wanted to be in three policies. Is that a thing, or is it $100,000 for each policy?
No, it's gross. You've got to come with $100,000 to invest, period.
Okay.
And you can divide it up. If you've only got $100,000, you know, you can do two policies usually, $50,000 a policy. But most people come, I know, in the last month, people have brought like $300,000, $400,000 apiece. Because they're wanting to get out of the stock market. So they're bringing me, you know, a large sum to keep it from decreasing or maybe losing the rest of it. As you know, right now, the stock market is so iffy. People are getting out of the stock market. They're wanting safety, and they're wanting a conservative investment and not the ups and downs of the stock market, which, you know, in good times, it's okay. But right now, it's not a good place to be.
It's not a good place to be. There's an understatement.
It's not a good place, I'll tell you that. I would not want to be there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when somebody comes over and they say, okay, I want to get in this policy, and I know exactly how much I'm going to make. It's 1% a month. It is, let's just say, for example, 18 months. How does it work? Because let me play devil's advocate here for just a second. I'm imagining at some point people say, okay, well, if it's an 18-month policy, 1% a month, I know what I'm going to make, but if it's 1% a month and it doesn't go 18 months, it only goes, say, 12, then how does that...
It's still going to get 18%. Doesn't matter. The contract is worked where it doesn't matter. If it comes in early, it's 18%. If it's on time, it's 18%. If it's late, it's still 18%.
So it's not based on how long the policy actually goes. It's based
on...
No,
it has nothing to do with that. It's based on contract. The contract calls for, if it's 18 months, 18%, doesn't matter when it goes. It's just a flat 18%.
I would imagine that's probably very comforting to people who have especially been riding the roller coaster of Wall Street lately, is that they don't have to worry about that. Is that a concept that people have trouble kind of getting used to at first?
Well, a lot of people are calling and saying, you know, tell me more how I can get into this. You know, I want to get out of the stock market. People told me last week, explain this to me. I think I want to do it. I want to make 28%. That's exactly what the man said.
Right.
And so that's exactly how it works. Is, you know, the contract calls for 1% a month. Doesn't matter if it's a short term, 12 month, 18 month, 28, 30 months. It doesn't matter. Whatever the contract calls for, that's what you get. It's never less, because life insurance policies do not decrease. It's not like the stock market. You don't have to get up at night and check it. You don't have to check it at all. You know that it's safe. It's in a life insurance policy. I'd a lot rather have my money invested in a life insurance policy and know I'm going to get paid and get my money back than be in the stock market. Don't even know if I'll get my money back.
Exactly.
I mean, it's treacherous times as far as the stock market. If people are in the stock market and they've got oil stocks, those are down so far, it'll take you years to get your money back.
Yeah. That's
and we don't know what was in their portfolio. But I would not rely on that right now.
Do people?
I would hate to be relying on that for my retirement.
Oh, yeah, because you may not have retirement. I'm sure probably at this point a lot of people's investments are probably wiped out, and they're now looking at having to work till 75, 80, 90, whatever the case is.
If they work till 90, they're in trouble. But... Let me tell you a good story. There was a lady this week. She's 93 years old. She's been working at the senior citizen place up here for years, drawing a paycheck. They laid her off. She is so mad. She's 93.
No.
She is hot, and she filed for unemployment. I've been laughing my butt off. I mean, I cannot imagine. She filed for unemployment. Now, can you imagine at 93 filing for unemployment?
No, I cannot. That's probably got to be a world record right there, I would think.
And she gets out in her car and drives 75 miles an hour right down the freeway. I mean, this is too much.
I want to be like that lady.
I want to be that lady when I'm old. I want to be still working. I want to be driving my car. And that's when I'm going to get the Ferrari.
Oh.
When I'm 93.
You got that planned out, too, I see.
Yeah, I've got that planned out. I want everybody to see me coming and get out of the way.
You should probably get a fire truck then.
Okay, well, now a fire truck would do it.
Yeah.
You know, with the lights flashing, I would love that, too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. People would get out of your way, that's for sure.
But anyway, I cannot imagine a lady working... I mean, and she's highly insulted that they laid her off. She's 93, so she said, I'm going to file for unemployment. And, oh, my gosh.
Does she do that for fun or because she has to?
Because she wanted to. She said, I've got to stay active. I've worked all my life. And she got that job at the senior citizen place, was doing good, but they laid her off because of the virus.
Yeah.
And said, you know, you can't come up here. Well, That just irritated her to no end. She lives by herself.
Oh, wow.
Drives her car. I mean, this is a lady totally independent at 93.
Jeez. I'm not even that way at half her age.
There you go. And I imagine you and I probably couldn't even... She could run circles around us.
I have no doubt. My goodness, she probably gets up at 4:30 in the morning and stretches and who knows what.
And she had a little trouble on her computer. She was having trouble getting it to work just right for this unemployment deal. So she was upset about that, but she got a little help and got that unemployment filed.
Good for her. Oh, that's kind
I mean,
of...
most people would have just sat down in their easy chair and said, well, you know, I guess I need to give it up.
Yeah.
Not her. She fought back.
Good for her. That's awesome.
So we all need to remember that. Fight back. Keep going.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah. But there's a difference when you're working at 93 because you want to and working at, 72 because you have to. Big, huge difference.
Well, and of course, your mind, you've got to keep your mind busy every day. You've got to keep doing things that will keep that mind going. If you don't, it gets like mush.
Yeah.
And then you're eating that dadgum pablum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody wants to go that route.
No. And so, people are looking around, and I'm sure they're probably scratching their heads. There's probably people right now who have either come to see you or are thinking about seeing you who have always been in the stock market, and they've always, ridden out the storms. And now it looks like that this particular storm may not be one that people are going to be able to ride out of. And so they're looking for other alternatives. And this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say that this is probably one of the most conservative investments that you can find, even in regular times.
I think it is. I mean, I've thought about it a long time. I don't know of anything that's quite this conservative because it's a life insurance policy. So if you're in a life insurance policy, you know that the life insurance company's got the money. You know they're worth billions. You know you'll get paid. It's not like when you're in the stock market and they say, well, today the price is $50. Tomorrow it's $25. That doesn't happen with this. It's solid. You know what you're going to make going in. You've got a contract that says you've invested in a policy. The life insurance company is named. You know what life insurance company. You know their rating. You know everything about this person. You know how long they've had the cancer. You've got the full report on it. It's either from 21st Services or one of the other really great companies that do all this work. You know, they've been in business 27 years doing life expectancies. They've gotten better and better. We've got Fasano who does this. We've got several that have been doing this for years, and that's what we rely on. You know, we don't rely on my judgment. We rely on the health reports from these people. They tell us how long they think they'll live, and they're pretty reliable. You know, we go back and do case studies to see how many times they're right, how many times they're wrong, how many times it goes over. You know, we're doing studies all the time. And then we do studies on the different kinds of cancer. How many of them are dying from this kind or this kind? Which one comes due often? So all those things are really important when you're investing.
And, you know, bringing up the types of cancer, that's probably, I would say, the cornerstone of why this entire investment even works. Because people, I'm sure they've seen the commercials on TV and they're all over the place that people want to, we'll buy your life insurance policy. And people, come on and buy these policies of people who are traveling all over the place and the sun is shining and they're happy and they're just enjoying themselves. They go get a cabin in the woods or whatever the case is. These are not those types of policies. You're very specific with these stage four policies because we know the metrics of stage four cancer. We know, generally speaking, when these types of policies come in, we know that they're oftentimes there's a very small chance of recovery. So from an investment standpoint, that's what makes this such a great investment, right?
That's right. And, we look and see how many were colon cancer, how many were ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and the one that came due this week again was breast cancer. We do an awful lot of breast cancer, and we know how it works. And then, of course, the colon cancer, you know, is one of the big ones. But, you know, pancreatic cancer is one that comes due usually early. Usually pancreatic cancers are always early because it is so deadly, because they don't even know they've got it till, you know, it's already quite a ways down the road. And then we look to see if they're doing alternate medicine. I don't know what is wrong with people. You know, why would you go to alternate medicine when the only thing that really works is chemo and radiation? That's the only things that really work. And yet they'll go and say, okay, they see this advertised and it says cure cancer with this. It's a natural vitamin. It's going to help you. I've never heard of anybody being cured of cancer with natural vitamins or oils or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it keeps growing while you're doing this alternate medicine.
Yeah, people get desperate and then they look for these other options, thinking there'll be some kind of a miracle breakthrough. And in reality, all that's happening is that the cancer is just progressing during that period.
That's right. And one of the ones that we bought about 2 weeks ago, I couldn't believe I was reading. The guy kept saying, no, I'm going to stay on the natural path. He kept doing it. And when it got really bad, then he comes back and says, okay, I guess I will do the other. What can we do? And so then they're trying to do radiation and chemo at the same time. And he's so deathly ill from that, that's probably what will kill him. Combining all that, you know, trying to increase it so much because it is moving so fast with him doing all this alternate medicine. I hate to see people do that.
I know it. It's just we know how the numbers go. And so when I know I'm really kind of oversimplifying this, but when you see that a policy is up for sale, it comes across your desk, you see it, you don't just take the fact that, hey, at the top it says stage four cancer. You're looking at all these other factors, and every single one of these helps give people that well-rounded look at what the policy actually is. So you don't just take the title at the top at face value. You're looking at things like lifestyle things. You're looking at, you know, kinds of treatments they've done, things they haven't done. You're also looking at, you know, if they're like out on the golf course, that's a factor in how this is going to play out.
That's right. If they're still on the golf course, they're not very ill. Now, the ones that have been in and out of the emergency room, in and out of the hospital, they're having these joint problems, all these pain problems. If they're obese, if you're obese, it makes it 10 times worse on cancer. And the other thing is, if they've lost 30, 40 pounds, you know, they're terribly sick. So all these things, and then if it says disease progression, you know, it is progressing. Is it staying the same? Is it in remission? If it's in remission, run from it, because it may not come back for years to come.
Yeah.
You know, and if it started out and it wasn't very serious, and now it is deadly serious. You know, it's really, really important.
So people should know that I guess when you're looking at these policies, and people can see all this information, too. It's what used to be page 14, but now it's, what, 5 pages from the back or something like that?
Yeah, 5 pages from the back.
So people can see all this information. And it's just like, you know, I mean, even if somebody's not a doctor, and I know people say, well, you know, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not trained in medical terms and things like that. You don't have to be to read these reports. But even if you're not, if you know nothing about medicine, common sense kicks in and says, look, all these contributing factors are what makes this a policy that is going to mature and you're going to make money. And this is a good idea, right? I mean, it comes down to common sense.
It does come down to common sense. Believe what you're reading. In other words, if these doctors are saying this is the way it's laid out, you know, the man is terribly ill. You know, it started out a year ago. We're giving him 2 years, okay? Read it carefully. If it says 2 years, if you can't believe it's 2 years, you know, it's strange, because I believe what they say. And I read it, and I read every line several times to get the drift of what they're saying. And I was telling people the other day, they have a score deal. And if it's like 0... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the way they score a lot of this cancer. And the higher it is, the worse it is. If it's like a 2, it's serious. Somebody didn't believe me the other day. I went back and researched my notes again to be sure I was telling the truth. But a 2 is serious. And lots of times people don't understand all that, but I went back and reread it again to be sure. I knew that's what it said. I knew that's what I believed, but I went back and re-verified that. So when they say this person is terribly ill, they have 26 years of experience.
Yeah. And you're not.
And
you're
they
not,
wouldn't be in business if they were wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's one thing to take the pros' advice and all that, because obviously you want to take that in consideration. But then on top of that, people can see the reports for themselves. And so, you know, I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here. And so it's very, very important that you are so thorough. And I think people have seen the benefits of your thoroughness for a long time, and people have been making money, and that's why it works.
Well, and of course, you know, since January, we've had millions and millions of policies mature. We went over that the other day, how many there were, and we've had 3 mature since I talked about that the other day. And so altogether, we've got about $8 million in maturity since January.
Wow, that's a lot.
So that's quite a bit. And I think we'll have a lot more because, remember, they can't even go to the hospital for treatment right now.
That's true.
They're saying, no, it's just the virus people that can get in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shame because I know, as I said, I know 2 women that need breast cancer surgery right now, and they're putting them off. Saying,
wow.
No, you can't do it right now.
That's a shame.
And of course, that's in Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
And right here in the panhandle. That's the 2 cases I know about. So I know there's more that they're being turned down right now and say, no, you'll have to wait. And when you're waiting, it is growing. It's not slowing down just because you can't go to the hospital.
It doesn't wait until, somebody says you've got the green light to come in.
Yeah, it's not when it's convenient.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's a great investment because it's solid. It's in a life insurance policy. I'd rather be invested in life insurance policies than anything I know for a conservative investment. Now, if a person wants 100% risk, I can't do anything about that. If they want to risk everything they got, that's just a fact of life.
Wow, that is true. You can't care for somebody.
No, I mean, I can't. I can't do that. But if your wife threatens to leave them, they're going to get serious about this and say, I think we better get on over there and do something about this.
That's what it takes to get serious. That's the moment where people decide we need to make a change.
That's right. And when they see their statement and how bad it is, a lot of people say, I don't want to look at it, don't want to know about it. But they already know. I know a gentleman came to see me about a month ago, and then when the stock market really went down, he realized that his company wasn't even able to function right now.
Uh-oh.
Because it wasn't a necessity.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, that put him in a bind. So, a lot of things have happened to a lot of people. So if they want to be conservative, if they want to do a conservative investment, I don't think you can find anything better than a life settlement. Everybody's getting into the life settlement business. It's funny. We've been in business all these years. Now then there's people coming out of the woodwork, starting up companies, wanting to get into the life settlement business. And, we've been in business a long time. The providers that we use have all been in business a long, long time. And so they know their job. They know how to do it. As I said, 21st has been in business 26 years. Fasano's been in business, I think, 14 years. LSI's been in business a while. Most of these people have been in business a long time. Their underwriters are good, really good at this.
And that's
super
important.
That's what we're relying on.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to know, especially when we're talking about this much money. It's important to know that that the companies that you're dealing with are not, you know, some guy who set up a little stand on the side of the road and decided to do this for a couple minutes. No, these companies, they've been around, you know, like you say, for forever. They know what they're doing. This is like literally their specialty. And so you can't get any better than working with actual dedicated experts in this field. So it's another win-win situation.
I think it is. And, you know, a lot of companies now, stock market companies are getting in business, and they're paying them 8%. And people are putting up with it. I don't understand it. Hmm. You know, they're saying, we'll give you 8%, and they're taking the big amount. You know, if there's 20% to be made, they're keeping that. And that's all right. If that's the agreement they reached, that's fine. But I find it strange that they don't pay like what we do.
So interesting. And I don't,
I found that interesting.
I think people kind of don't really realize that, or if they do, maybe they forget about it. And it's like, wait a minute, I should be making a whole lot more off of my own investment than I actually do. And so people are reevaluating. But, you know, as great as this is, there are some risks. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We'll also talk about how you even get these policies, how they come available. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But for right now, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is
877-588-3330. 877-588-3330.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's the police blotter. I love the police blotter. You know, until a person has lived in a real small town, they don't realize how funny the police blotter is. I mean, you know, it's just not like in a big city. You know, the crime is so funny, it's ridiculous, and I love it. Let me give you what our police blotter was. A caller called the police and said someone is selling hand sanitizer from a white van in the parking lot of the Argyle School. Police said it was a restaurant selling food, not sanitizer.
No, you're not going to hear that in a big city.
A caller reported an injured buzzard was hopping around in the road in front of Argyle High School, causing drivers to swerve around it.
Oh.
A buzzard, can you imagine?
Wow, it sounds like something out of Andy Griffith.
It is. A jogger reported that a dog was following him. An officer with a positive attitude attempted to sniff out the suspect. Only in a small town. A resident on 407 reported loud banging noises. The responding officer believed that one of the caller's cats is the one that made the noise.
And these are actual real reports.
This is the real report. A woman called police. A man was trying to lasso a turkey in the intersection of 407. She then asked for help getting the turkey to stop following her.
Lassoing a turkey. I've never heard anybody try that before.
Well, now, you know, I talk about this every once in a while. There's that turkey that lives here that crosses the road. Everybody has to stop. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the light's on green. He has the right-of-way. And I've seen him, and men will get out of their cars or pickups. They try to guide him across the street. And in the middle of it, he changes his mind and runs back across. I mean, and so, you know, some idiot will complain about him. I mean, he's the town turkey, you know.
He's like the mascot.
And then there was the one that's resident on Redbird Street, reported that a couple across the street was arguing and yelling, and the caller couldn't sleep. When the officer arrived, the couple was not arguing but listening to loud music, and they agreed to turn it off. The caller called back about 20 minutes later, said she wasn't happy about the noise because she'd lived there for 40 years, and she thought those people were renting that house. Now, isn't that petty? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then there was the officer who made several stops at homes with open garage doors and left door hangers on to remind the rest to close and lock their doors. One homeowner had left the garage freezer door open, and two had left vehicles unlocked. Now, that's a big deal when they're checking your deep freeze for you, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not going to be that polite in the city, that's for sure.
And so another caller said, I want to speak to an Argyle officer about the wild turkeys who are causing traffic hazards. And, you know, just doesn't realize that that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is. And then they had to tell people that to leave the park because the parks were closed. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big deal, you know? It's just, you know, I love small towns because there's not any shootings. There's not any murders. It's just, you know, it's the turkeys, the buzzards. I like the one we did about a couple of months ago. They reported this pickup outside this home just sitting there early hours. And if you remember what it was, the man had come to pick up his little boy from a sleepover, and he got there early because he had to go to work. And the neighbors thought it was some criminal lurking out there in his pickup.
I remember that one.
Yeah. And I love these like that. It's always something silly. Thank goodness the police blotter does not ever have any serious crime in a small town. It's just, you know, helping the people, seeing about their garage doors being closed, their freezers, the buzzard, the turkeys. I mean, it's a wonderful life in a small town.
Yeah, and I would imagine reading the blotter like that is really just more about entertainment for you, right?
It is entertainment. I love it. And when I get the little newspaper, I always turn to the police blotter and see what is going on. You know, what people are upset about. And then, okay, on this road where I live, there's these little old ladies that have a little golf cart, and they go up and down, and they check everything. And I never will forget, we had a guy out here working on the gate, and they called police. They said, we don't recognize that pickup down there at that gate. You need to check him out. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's nice that you've got concerned neighbors. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're concerned about everything in life. I mean, they have nothing to do. Can you imagine living in a town so small that there's nothing for people to do except drive up and down, report on people, check people out, and to call the police about it?
Well, at first I think, well, that's kind of crazy. And then I think, well, geez, that actually kind of sounds pretty good. I could go for that.
Yeah. I mean, they're on patrol.
Yeah.
These little ladies are on patrol. They're getting it done, let me tell you. So I love it. And if you were in a big city, the crime blot would be so bad you wouldn't even want to read about it.
Oh, yeah. It would be all serious things and you know, robberies and all kinds of bad news. But this sounds like more like the kind of thing that we should be seeing on the news.
That's right. There's no arrests. There's no robberies. I mean, heck, there's no place to rob. I hadn't thought about that. The town is so small, there's not any place to rob, folks.
At least they have a police station. That's good. That's a start.
They do have that little police station. And they have a little fire department. And not much else.
Yeah.
And so people have to amuse themselves.
I can just picture these people out sitting like on the front porch in the morning, like 10:30, drinking their lemonade and watching the grass grow. Sounds awesome.
That's exactly right, yes. And, you know, seeing how tall the grass is and all that sort of thing. But at least in a small town, there's not going to be very many people reporting your grass if it was 12 inches or, you know, however tall it was.
You would hope, but golly, if they're gonna report a turkey in the road, who knows what they'll...
Well, they probably would. I'm probably wrong on that. They probably are measuring the grass. I forgot. I bet those little ladies are measuring the grass.
Oh, that would be funny. You should let yours grow sometime. Let it get real tall and see they say.
Get me in trouble.
Yeah, do a little experiment.
Oh, yeah, you want to experiment. I could put a sign out. This is really just an experiment. They would have the cops down there checking that out.
They'd be checking out your sign. Then you
get
in trouble for that.
That's right, because the sign's probably illegal. Oh, my gosh.
Now look at you, already planning a life of crime.
There you go. I mean, I might put that sign out just to see what would happen, you know?
Well, there you go. See, now you've got some entertainment. You can really kick things up a notch.
That's right. I do need entertainment since I'm, you know, living this different life right now.
Well, you see, the good thing is though, you can just kind of hang out and be comfortable all day. You don't have to fix your hair if you don't want to.
I would love to.
It's not a thing for you, is it?
No. When you're used to something like that, it's tough to make changes, you know?
That is true. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
I have to say, though, when you talk about, you know, living this new life, I am very impressed with your Zoom meetings and all. And I mean, I don't know how it works, but it sounds like it's kind of complicated. And it sounds like you just like slipped right into it without missing a beat.
That's right. I had to. And I've already done some Zoom meetings. They work. The first thing you do after the picture comes on, you've got to make sure you've got the audio on where you can hear them. That's the only thing. That was the first thing I learned, is when it comes on, it's not automatic. You've got to turn the volume up where that you can actually hear this person. But and they asked me if I wanted a simulated background. No, I don't want a simulated background. I want my office background.
So you don't want pictures of, like, floating cats or spoons or anything behind you, just the
actual
office?
No, I didn't want anything fake. I wanted my real office behind me.
Wow. Holding true to your values even on Zoom. I like it.
That's right. I want it real.
All right. So what happens? People call in on the Zoom, and you can see each other, and you talk back and forth as if you're in the office, right? You don't miss a
That's right.
Anything.
If somebody wants to set up a meeting, we set up the meeting, and then we go to Zoom. They can talk to me and see me at the same time. So it works. If people need to do it, or they can just call and talk to me, and they don't have to do Zoom. If they're worried about Zoom, if they don't know how to do it, or they can go over to the office there in Midland and use our computers there and do the Zoom from there.
Hey, that's cool. That's really
convenient. It'll work right there. Yeah, they can go there and see Claudia. We can do the Zoom from there, and it'll work there. If they don't know how to do it at home, we'll do it for them, set it up. They can talk to me and see me, no problem.
Well, good Lord, Faye, it sounds like you've thought of everything. Man.
I'm trying. Let me tell you something. It's a whole new world. And, you know, we're still investing people's money. We're still making them money. Our company is going to have, a very good year because we're going to have a lot of maturities. I'm predicting more maturities than usual because of this virus. People are not going to be able to get treatment. So I think people are going to make more this year than they've made. I'm just predicting that in advance. I don't usually ever say that, but I think that they will make more this year than they've made in past.
You know, and it's
because of the virus deal.
That's such a weird thing to hear people say right now, and I'm sure it has a little. People have some trouble digesting that because of all the things we see on the news and all the things that people are seeing in their own portfolio, especially if they're in stocks. But it's just like, you know, most people are like just trying to stay above water, trying to lose as little as possible. And you've got clients over here that are not only making money now, but your prediction for the rest of the year, it looks like it's just going to continue to go up and be gangbusters.
Well, I really think it is, because we've had this many maturities in the first 3 months. If we've had 8 million in maturities, we're still not even through with the year. So what do you think? Wow. I think that we will have at least another 8 million in maturities is what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking that a lot of these sick people are not going to get treatment. I think they will pass on. And we'll see how it works out. But I'm thinking that we're going to have a great year. So far, our year has been great. Our clients are making money. They're getting paid. So I don't know how much more we can ask for. If we can get maturities, get paid, make money, and turn it over, to keep turning their money over, that's what they're here for.
So where do these policies come from? When people invest in a life insurance policy, how does it get to be from the actual original policyholder to your hands as an investment? What happens?
Well, the providers bring us the policies and say, okay, we've got this for you to look at. We look at it, we make a determination if we're going to bid on it. If we think it's a good policy, we're going to bid it. If we don't think it's a good policy, we're going to turn it down and let somebody else have it. If it says that it's in remission, or if a guy's out playing golf, we're probably not going to do it. If it shows he's terribly ill, we're going to do it. If we like the policy, if we like everything's been happening, it depends. And if we like it, we're going to buy it for our clients and then put them in that policy immediately. And we've done probably 4 policies in the last 2 weeks. And we're filling policies just fast as we can because we've gotten the bid on quite a few policies.
And I think it's important to note that you are not, and we'll be very clear with this, you are not calling people or soliciting to buy them. These are policies that people have put up for sale for a number of different reasons, whether it's, they want to go ahead and settle their estate, or they need the money for cancer treatments, because that's a fast way to get a lump sum. It's people in those types of situations that are saying, hey, I need to sell my policy and I need somebody to buy it. So that's really how the whole thing works.
That's right. And when they come to us, we know they're serious. They need the money. They need it for treatment. And if it's $1 million or $500,000, they need the cash or they wouldn't have come to us. So when they come to us, we're going to try to buy that policy if it's a good policy. We're going to buy it. They'll get paid. They get their money. They can go get treatment. And then our clients, they're going to get paid when the policy matures, when that person passes away. So that's just the way it works. It's a safety feature. I love the way it works. Everything goes to the bank. We invest out of the bank. There's so many safety features on this that I love them. I mean, and we don't touch their money. The money goes to the bank. The premiums are paid from the bank. We set up escrows for every policy we do. So we know there's enough money to always pay those premiums. Now, if it goes over, they have to help pay the premium. But if it doesn't go over, there's plenty of money for every policy for all the premiums.
And if
so they don't have any worries about this policy.
Policies going over, going later than the predicted policy term, that is one of the risks. And in fact, of the 3 big risks, that's probably, I guess, the biggest is if the policy does go over.
That is your really big risk, is if a policy goes over, can you make the payments? If you can't, you shouldn't do this. So, the premium may be $1,000, it might be $1,500, or it might be $49. We've got some that are $49. people have said, Faye, mine's smaller than what you're talking about on the radio. So that can happen. But the main thing is, it's a solid investment. It works. We've been making it work all these years. People get paid all the time. They're making good income. Their interest keeps accumulating. So it's a safety feature. They know every year how much money they've made. They know how much it's increasing toward their retirement. Or they can go ahead and retire and just take monthly income. And we've got people doing that right now, just taking monthly income and keeping so much cash at all times in their bank accounts. And we do that for people all the time.
So it's an entire, a plan or a strategy. And the way you have this set up, it's not just about, here's an investment, do that. It's about having different accounts. It's about setting things up. It's about planning. It's about getting ready as a whole for retirement. And even after, it's not just about the investment itself. It's the big picture.
It's the big picture. Where do you want to be in 5 years or 10 years? Do you want to be retired or are you already retired? And we're just figuring out how long this money is going to last with us investing it all the time, keeping that interest going. Because if you're at the bank, you're losing money. If you've got $1 million at your bank, you're losing money. They're not even going to pay you 0.25% right now. Mm-hmm. They're not paying hardly any interest whatsoever because of the times. But you can be over here doing this, making 1% every month.
Yeah.
If that doesn't make any sense that you would not put some of the money in this type of investment.
Yeah, if you're not growing money, you're losing money, right?
That's exactly right. There's only two ways to do it. Either move forward, grow your money, or sit there and you're actually losing money every day if you're not making any money.
Now, while the investment is underway, it is not liquid. People can't get to it. So once you're invested until the policy matures, and that's the second biggest risk, right?
That's right, because everybody knows if you invest your money, you take the money out when that policy matures, when that person passes away. So everybody knows that. Then the third one is if a life insurance company ever went under. And we've never had one go under in Texas. We've never had one go under the rest of the United States in years because somebody always buys it. Because the life insurance companies we buy policies from are the biggest and the best. We don't do B-rated policies. We could buy a B-rated policy for a lot less than what we're paying for these policies. But we don't buy B-rated. I don't know if we ever will, if we'll ever say, let's take that risk, but we've never done it. We want A-rated companies that are huge. We don't want some small company. We want companies that are worth $50 to $100 billion.
That's a big deal. Because
we know the investment is safe.
Yeah. I mean, when you're investing this much money and your plan is to keep moving forward, you want to take as many safety precautions as possible. You know, it's like the stocks we've actually seen it now that they can come and go like the wind. And so knowing that the money is actually going to be there when the policy matures, that's a big deal for a lot of people.
It is. And remember, when you're investing in a life insurance company, it is so much different than investing in the stock market. You know, it's all the difference in the world. You know what your investment's worth. You know that you're going to get your principal. You'll always get your interest back. And you can't say that. If you're over the stock market, you don't know how much you're going to get back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you're looking at going forward, I mean, nobody can really predict what's going to happen on Wall Street. There's a downward trend and a lot of people have felt it. What you can, though, do, and it sounds like you've got some really great predictions for life settlements for the rest of the year. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunity coming up. There's a lot of opportunity now. There's a lot of past opportunity. I mean, the numbers are there, past, present, and future. The trajectory is pointing towards nothing but going up as far as people making money with this type of investment.
I think it's going to be one of our best years because, I hate to say it, because of the virus, I think that we will have a lot more maturities than usual. We've already had a lot. And I think people are going to make more money this year than usual. And that's that's just the way I think about it.
Okay. So to move forward, what do people need to do in these strange times?
In these strange times, if they want to make an investment, they need to call me, talk to me about it. We'll go over it. We'll explain it, get them comfortable with the idea, and then they can make up their minds. They want to open an account with us. We'll take care of it. We'll open the account. We'll get them started, and we'll put them in some policies and get them started making some money.
Cool. And keep in mind, people do need to be accredited to do a life settlement, which means...
Yes, you've either got to be have $200,000 in income, or you have to be worth $1 million without your home. Remember, if they're not accredited, they can do annuities, and the annuities are opening up because of this virus. They're increasing their what they're going to pay on annuities all of a sudden. I just got word this week they're going to have additional bonuses. They're going to pay more because of this virus. So this is a good thing. The annuity companies have woke up and say, we need to get on the ball. We need to make the annuities even more attractive than they already were. And annuities were already attractive, but they are going to be more attractive for people wanting solid returns. Remember, you're never directly in the stock market with an annuity. They are fixed annuities. They are not variable annuities. So you don't have the risk you would have if you bought a variable annuity over at the stock house. So remember that. Annuities are good. They're safe. And if you're not worth that, we can do an annuity.
Lots of options on the line. People will just talk to you, figure out what's best for them moving forward. But the point is that people have to get started. So one last time, Faye, what's your phone number for people to call and make an appointment?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.